Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Thinking About Time, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with the drunken, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the hypocrites. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Thinking about time. Today's reading seems to urge us to be ready for anything. In America's near obsession with security, especially during the present reign of the internet, that's R-E-I-G-N, we surely relate to the first part. If the householder knew when the thief would arrive, he would certainly have made plans to prevent a robbery. But what follows is more than prudential advice to a householder about a thief. On the surface, we hear about the behavior of a good servant who will be blessed by the master because he fulfills his duty to the household, and that of a wicked one who, in the absence of his master, gives himself over to partying. But at a deeper level, the reading is about us. The wording is careful to point out that, quote, you also, close quote, meaning us, those who hear the message, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The reading speaks of our relationship to time, our need to be aware of the enormous importance of each moment as it occurs, and to respond to what that moment asks of us. It's about our readiness to recognize in our lives the sacrament of each present moment. We who are religious are living in the gap, as the recent leadership conference of women religious meeting revealed, quote, between our past experience of religious life and an emergent unseen future, close quote. That future is ours to create through each present moment in our world that is deeply threatened. The American political situation at this time is, as has been said repeatedly, unprecedented. What is to be done by those of us who are not attorneys or members of law enforcement or legal experts at this moment of not only criminal but moral exploration at the highest levels of government? Yes, we can make our beliefs known through media-requested petitions or donations or attendance at civic groups. But doesn't this moment require that we do more? That we go within, explore who we are and our personal relationship with truth and justice? That we actively engage in the grace of this moment that fills our spirit and asks that we speak and pray to the best of our abilities, to be free from the violence, hatred, even words of civil war that threaten our homeland. It's not an easy time. Yet the reading urges us to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man, and in doing so assures us that this present moment, although dark and frightening, is also one of grace and hope, a sacrament.